joyful viewers, and welcome to Healthy Living. On today's program, Joel Fuhrman, MD, will discuss promoting optimal health through a plant-based lifestyle. Dr. Fuhrman, a highly regarded family practitioner in the United States, specializing in the prevention and reversal of obesity and other diseases through nutrition and natural therapies, has appeared on many American radio and TV shows and written several books on nutrition, including the bestsellers Eat to Live, Disease Proof Your Child, Cholesterol Protection for Life, and Eat for Health. Dr. Fuhrman believes there is a constructive way to reduce serious health conditions caused by unwise food choices.
Right now, fast food companies and processed foods are spreading all over the world, and people are becoming more overweight, more obese, having more heart attacks, more diabetes, more strokes, and even more cancer. The good news is that nutritional science has advanced to the point where we can have people not have heart attacks. We can win the war against cancer. We can stop people from having strokes. And as they become more elderly, they don't have to become demented in their later years. The secrets that we've learned to protect ourselves have to do with nutrients. And there are two types of nutrients. There are macronutrients, and the macronutrients contain calories, and those are called fat, carbohydrate, and protein. And if you eat too many macronutrients, too much fat, too much carbohydrate, and too much protein, we can become overweight, and we can promote aging, and promote heart attacks and strokes. Now, food also contains micronutrients, and micronutrients do not contain calories. They're things like vitamins and minerals and phytochemicals.
The human body needs only tiny amounts of micronutrients, but their role in ensuring health is inestimable.
About 80 years ago, in 1930, scientists first discovered 14 vitamins and about 20 different minerals, and everybody said, wow, this is great. We could help people live longer and help people be much healthier. And what happened between 1935 and 2005 is that heart attack rates went up all over the world, stroke rates went up, and cancer rates went up every single year for 70 years straight. We didn't realize until about 15 years ago that the third type of micronutrients, called phytochemicals, were missing, because the third type of micronutrients, called phytochemicals, are not found in processed foods, and they're not found in animal products, but they're found in fruits and vegetables. So when we thought that we could take processed foods and add a few vitamins and minerals to it, or take a vitamin supplement and think we're getting enough, we were mistaken. Because now we know that every tomato has 1,000 different nutrients in it. Every head of cabbage, every piece of lettuce, every cucumber, every bean or berry or sprout has hundreds, even thousands of nutrients that are so important to protect our precious health. So if we sum up what we've learned in the last 15 years in the field of nutritional science, we've realized that we have to eat a diet that's very high in nutrients, very high in micronutrients, including not just the ones we discovered 70 years ago, but all the new nutrients that we're discovering, all the new findings, that full symphony of nutrients we're finding that exists in natural fruits and vegetables, beans, nuts, and seeds.
As Dr. Fuhrman explains, past notions about what constitutes an acceptable diet do not reflect the reality of what our bodies need to remain healthy.
Countries all over the world have made tremendous mistakes as far as protecting the health of their population. The mistake we made is we thought that we could eat anything. We could eat white flour. We could eat bread. We could eat pasta. We could eat sugar. We could drink soda all day. We could just eat pizza, we could just eat burgers, we could just go to McDonald's and Burger Hut and Pizza King, we could just go to these places. It's a funny joke, but the point is we could eat anything we want, whether it's nutritious or not. It doesn't have to be high in micronutrients. And then we could just take a vitamin pill and be okay. And we found out it doesn't work. We actually have to eat real food. And these superfoods could protect us against chronic, degenerative, and dangerous diseases, preventing medical tragedies.
The following is Dr. Furman's definition of a healthy diet.
We have to eat a diet high in nutrients and lower calories. A healthy diet has to be plant-based. Most of what we eat has to get these phytochemicals from natural plant foods. So pasta, white bread, and white rice does not have in it the phytochemicals and antioxidants. In those foods, there's no significant amount of vitamin E and vitamin K and folate and bioflavonoids and lignans and plant sterols and all these phytochemicals and other carotenoids that protect against disease.
When we return, Dr. Joel Furman will advise us further about eating to live. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Healthy Living on Supreme Master Television. Today, Dr. Joel Furman, an esteemed expert on nutrition and natural healing from the U.S., offers useful tips on choosing a nutritious diet to maintain optimal health and well-being.
The issue is we're not getting enough micronutrients. That's why people are becoming overweight. That's why people are becoming diabetic, and that's why people are dying of heart attacks. Now, nutritional science has advanced to the point where people don't have to have these diseases. And instead of going to doctors and getting pills to take to lower your blood pressure, and instead of taking medications to take away chest pains, and then having surgeries on people's hearts or procedures to make the heart to allow the blood to flow better, those don't make people live longer. The most powerful intervention, the most powerful medicine, is what you can do in your own home, in your own kitchens, in your own gardens, and what you can do with your own life to protect your precious health. It's not what doctors can do for you with medications and surgeries. What I'm saying today is that we all are in this together. If we all eat a diet, which we call it a plant-based, high-nutrient diet, we look to eat more of the foods that are highest in nutrients. And the foods that are highest in nutrients, including these micronutrients I'm talking about, are green vegetables. Green vegetables win the awards because they have more nutrients per calorie than any other food. Now take a piece of broccoli or some cabbage or kale that also is high in protein. Because don't forget, green vegetables are high in protein. That's how come gorillas, hippopotamus, rhinoceros, elephant, and giraffes get so big. Because they eat green vegetables, they eat a lot of protein. And green vegetables are high in protein. But here you have the protein packaged with lots of micronutrients, with the phytochemicals, with the antioxidants, with the things that make the body age slower, and we keep our youthfulness, our vigor, and our good health into later years.
Dr. Furman now gives us tips on how to choose high nutrient foods.
Number one is beans. Beans like kidney beans, navy beans, lentils, split peas, beans have something in them called resistant starch. And resistant starch doesn't raise the glucose level, it promotes weight loss, it's broken down by bacteria in the colon. The bacteria in the colon change the resistant starch into short-chain fatty acids. And those fatty acids protect us against colon cancer. Number two, green vegetables. To be on a healthy diet, we have to eat some raw vegetables and some cooked vegetables. We have to eat green vegetables. Lettuce, salad, cucumbers, cabbage, the broccoli family. All those green vegetables have specific compounds that have been shown to protect against breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, and of course heart attacks and strokes. They're longevity-producing foods. If we mix the greens and the beans now with nuts and seeds, right? Almonds, cashews, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, they have almost magical superfoods, protective compounds that prevent against cardiac arrhythmias, irregular heartbeats. They lower your cholesterol. They make people live longer. They prevent sudden cardiac death. They stabilize the brain. And the healthy fats in seeds and nuts increase the absorption of nutrients from the vegetables and the beans. they also make the protein very complete. So it's not about just eating less fat. It's eating about more of the whole food, healthy fats from nuts and seeds. Now, nuts and seeds contain a special compound called plant sterols. And these sterols have been shown to lower cholesterol levels and protect against heart attacks. But they also have a dramatic effect to protect against cancer as well. So eating some nuts, and especially sesame seeds, is a very important part of excellent nutrition. Also, fresh fruit. Fresh fruit like oranges and berries and kiwis also contains various compounds, phenols and anthocyanins, special compounds that protect against various cancers and are important for good health. And lastly, of course, whole grains like sorghum, wild rice, brown rice, whole grain rices, whole oats, whole barley. Think whole grains, not processed white flour, not white rice and white flour, but using more whole grains.
Dr. Furman has a vision about how everyone can enjoy a healthier, happier, and more productive life.
We have to appeal to our governors and our government, our educators and our teachers and our farmers. We have to all work together as a team to bring healthy food into the schools, to bring healthy plant foods into our homes.
Kudos to Dr. Joel Furman for bringing others the good news about plant-based foods and the key to vitality and peace. May we all soon switch to the delicious, loving, and life-giving organic vegan diet. Gentle viewers, thank you for joining us on this edition of Healthy Living. Next week, Dr. Furman will continue to share dietary tips on part two of Dr. Joel Furman, Improving Your Health Through a Plant-Based Diet. Science and Spirituality is next, after Noteworthy News. May you have joyous days filled with abundant love from heaven.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/HL.